fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the Western United States, the masked rider of the plains did more than bring law and order to a lawless frontier. He fought for progress and civilization and encouraged the flow of immigration from the East. He was a friend to every honest man and woman who settled in the new territory. And it was his knowledge of the country, his strength and courage, which made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats to the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the Haskins Ranch! There's going to be trouble! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The lopsided, rattletrap buckboard, jolting along over the rutted trail that led to the famous Haskins Ranch, held a motley group. One that had inspired the unconcealed amusement of all who had passed it. The driver was the oddest figure of all. Evidently unaccustomed to his task, he clutched the reins as though afraid his old nag meant to run away. He wore a hard bowler hat that rested upon his ears. His skin-tight clothes were frayed and obviously of Eastern origin. He looked as though all of the misfortunes of all of the world had at some time come his way. And yet when he spoke to his companions, a young girl and a tired woman with a child upon her lap, his voice was bright and cheerful.
Comfortable, Mirandy? Making out all right?
Oh, it's a terrible dusty. Hush, Susan, hush. Poor young'un. It's wonderful how uncomplaining she's been.
Want me to hold baby for a while, Ma?
No, Ruth. She's safer with me.
Ain't got much farther anyhow. See them buildings ahead? Them's Paul's. Yes, sirree. That there's my brother's place. Mighty handsome, ain't it?
It looks real nice.
Is that where we're going to live, Pa?
Sure are. Think you like it, Ruthie?
Yes, I do.
I do kind of wish you'd written him first, though, Josh. Doesn't seem quite right dropping in on him without no warning.
Worried we won't be welcome?
No, but never heard from Paul in so long.
Well, there's the house. Real big, huh?
Oh, my, yes.
Oh, Pa, is that an engine by the porch? Is it? A real engine?
Bless me if it ain't.
Do you think it's safe, Josh? They do say that.
Scared? No need to be, I guess. Paul would never let an engine get that close to the house if he was dangerous, I wouldn't think. Well, by gravy.
Josh, what is it?
That's Paul the engine's talking to. Sure it is. I know him any place. Paul! Hello there, Paul!
He doesn't seem to know you.
He will. He just ain't recognized me yet. Watch him when he sees who it is. Hello, Paul.
Who there? Who?
Hello. That's all I got to say, Injun. I don't sell grub to Redskins. Now get off my place. What do you people want?
Well, by golly, Mirandy, he ain't recognized us yet. Here, give me the baby. You can jump down by yourself, Ruthie. Doggone it, Susie, you keep still. Your Uncle Paul's likely to think you don't take to him.
I said, what do you people want?
Hmm? You don't know us even yet?
I know you.
Then what?
You're Josh. But you haven't answered my question.
But say, ain't you glad to see us? You mad about something?
Why should I be glad to see you?
Gosh, I'm your brother. Why shouldn't you be glad?
Oh, Josh, I knew we shouldn't have made this trip without writing first.
Don't he like us, Pa?
Why, of course he does, Ruthie. There's just some mistake. Maybe he
There's
don't...
There's no mistake. I can guess what you come here for.
But, Paul, don't
Flat you... busted, ain't you?
Well, it did cost us quite a bit to come out here. The cars are right expensive. And then I bought this here buckboard and horse in town so as you wouldn't have to send for us.
Just as I expected. You never did have any sense where it come to money, Josh. What happened back east? Get fired again?
No such thing. Don't you dare talk to Josh that way, Paul Haskins. He wasn't fired. Man he was working for didn't pay hardly anything.
So Josh just up and quit, eh? No need to tell me. I knew my brother long before you did, ma'am. He was worthless then, and I reckon he ain't changed now.
Josh ain't worthless. He's the finest man I ever knew. Because he hasn't got the brass of some others I could name,
don't mind. We didn't mean to live off you, Paul. We just thought on a big ranch like this, we'd be able to earn our way.
You? How?
Well, I couldn't say just how.
Why, of course you couldn't. You want to hear the truth?
Huh?
You heard I've done well, sure. So you come out here to trade on the fact that we're brothers to get a free living.
Paul, that ain't...
Shut up. Well, once in your life, Josh, you're going to listen to the facts whether you like them or not. When our folks were living, they supported you. After they died, it didn't take you a year to lose the farm they left you. Since then, you ain't held a job over 6 months. You think I never knew it? You think our friends never wrote me about you? I could name every job you ever got and lost. And I knew that sooner or later you'd try coming to me. Only I never thought you'd be idiot enough to come west without first letting me know.
Folks ain't all born alike, Paul. Some are made to do well, like you. And some are failures, like me. And I don't know what folks writ you. But if they said I wasn't always trying my best, then they lied about me. I always did. Even if my best wasn't good enough, no one can say I didn't try.
Well, I won't have you here. How much did the trip cost you?
About 300.
All right. I'll give you another 100 for the horse and buckboard. It'll be 400. Figure that'll get you back?
You offering us money to get home?
I can't have folks saying I let my own kin starve. Come in the house, I'll make out a check.
You won't.
Huh?
Do any such thing and I'll slap it down your throat as big as you are. You think we want charity?
That's what you come here for, wasn't it?
It wasn't. If you'd felt towards us like a brother should, then I'd taken your help and been grateful for it. But now I wouldn't take a penny of yours. I'd feel ashamed.
What'll you do?
What do you care? We'll make out.
Well, it's your funeral.
Get in the house. Leave us be. Leave us be before I forget we're brothers and hit you.
Now, that'd be something to see. Well, you get off my place before the hands get a look at you and laugh themselves silly. And if you wonder why they'll laugh, just take a look at yourself.
Josh.
No, Mirandy. Don't you go feeling sorry for me. I couldn't stand it. Paul's right, honey. I'm a failure and folks do laugh to look at me. And why you've stuck to me all these years, I don't know.
Get him up, Scott! Get him up!
Josh, who had been so cheerful on the way to his brother's ranch, loaded his family into the buckboard and drove away in a far different frame of mind. He and his wife and their two children were strangers in a strange land, a land where there was no place for them. In Josh's pocket were $10, all that remained after the expenses of their journey had been paid. On Josh's face was a look of utter defeat.
Nothing for us to do but drive back to town, Mirandy. Maybe the fellow that sold us his horse and buckboard will buy him back again.
And after that, Josh?
Honey, I don't know. All I can say for sure is that we'll have to stay in town for a while. We won't have money enough to get out. Ain't the slightest idea where we're going to sleep.
Who's that coming, Ma? See?
What? Well, I declare.
That one fella's mad.
The other. Ain't he the engine we saw at your brother's place?
It is. It is.
It's a hold up as sure as I'm alive. Oh, there, oh.
Josh, don't try to fight him.
They don't scare me. Get away, you fellas. Get away. I'm warning you. Don't you try to rob us. I'll
this
tell you.
This isn't a hold up.
Oh, what a pretty white horse.
You like him?
Oh, he's awful pretty.
Don't talk to the man, Ruth.
Mister, robbing us won't be worth your time. And if you try it,
evidently you didn't believe me when I said this wasn't a holdup. I meant it. I want to help you.
But we don't...
You ain't soft-soaping us none, mister. I won't
have... told me what happened at your brother's ranch, Josh. He told me of your wife and children. Mentioned that you couldn't have much money.
That's why I said robbing us would just be a waste of time.
Right. If I were an outlaw, I'd hunt up better prospects.
Then leave us be.
You don't care what happens to your family?
Huh?
Can you find work here? Do you know anything about horses or cattle or anything else that would give you a job here in the West?
I can learn.
Then you have enough money to hold you over until you do?
Well...
I wonder if you realize what you're up against. And don't let my mask mislead you, Josh. Forget your pride. You'll need all the assistance you can get.
How can a crook help us?
Josh, please, he might be honest. He might really be sorry for us.
Sorry for us? That's just what I don't want.
I'm not sorry for you. I'm more sorry for your brother. And if you remain in the West for long, Josh, you'll find that the people out here help one another as a matter of course. It's not charity... It's just recognition of the fact that people in a new country must band together.
What was that about being sorry for Paul?
I meant just that, and for several reasons. One being that I'd feel sorry for anyone with his selfish point of view.
He sure needs someone to be sorry for him, all right. With a house like a castle and thousands of head of cattle, a couple thousand acres of land. Yes, sir, he sure does.
He has all those things. But what good will it be to him, dead?
Huh?
Dead?
Josh, you're a stranger here. Things are happening on this range which you know nothing about. I can tell you this. Your brother couldn't be closer to death if he were standing on a scaffold with a rope around his neck.
Say, I never had no idea.
Does that interest you?
Well, of course it does.
You want to hear more?
Paul's my brother, ain't he?
Then trust me. I have friends nearby who'll be glad to give your family lodging. Let me lead you there, and I'll give you the rest of the story.
I don't know,
Mirandy,
Josh.
I know best. Masked man, lead the way. We're following.
Right. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scott.
Yeah.
Come on.
That night, in the living room of the ranch house, Paul Haskins stood at the window, gazing out into the darkness beyond. His foreman, Steve Grady, watched his employer without speaking until the latter broke the silence.
Steve?
Yeah?
When you know a man's no good, when you know that as long as he lives, he won't be worth a plug nickel to anybody,
you figure that hombre deserves to be coddled just the same as if he was some use in the world?
Got your brother on your conscience, eh?
Hey, what's he to me? Didn't I make my own way without no help from him nor anybody else? I don't owe anybody anything.
It ain't just your brother's been worrying you, boss.
No?
Shucks, ain't no use pretending with me. Look, Mr. Haskins, why don't you let me post some guards? Why take chances like you're doing? What's the sense of it?
You want everybody around here to think I'm as scared of a jailbird?
Well, this particular jailbird's got friends. Friends that'll kill for him.
Yeah, let him try it.
Well, you're sure inviting him to. You know, Jimson's been seen around here since he got out of jail, don't you?
Well, what of it?
He ain't just right in the head, you know. I reckon sitting there in jail all the time, figuring on ways to get even with you for catching him smuggling, sort of shoved him off balance.
I'm not afraid of him or any man alive. What was that?
Just the wind. I've been expecting it. It's going to blow up a storm.
Yeah.
Now, like I was saying...
That noise.
Only a shutter slamming, boss.
You sure?
Why, of course. Doggone if you ain't nervous. If I was you, I'd forget it and... Hey, listen to that.
Thunder.
Boss, she's going to be a humdinger. I better see if maybe the stock's all right.
We'll knock over the lamp.
Only the wind, boss. Where do you keep the matches? I'll just...
Steve! The window.
What?
A face. I see the face there.
Hey!
I'll fix you. I'll fix you, Jimson. You won't kill me. Take that!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. A moment after Haskins had fired at the face in the window, someone started pounding at the door.
Who's that?
I'll see, boss. But for gosh sakes, put that gun away. You're imagining things.
Hey, in there. Let me in. Open up.
Who's there?
It's me, Kane. Hey, good gosh, what's going on in here? Who was that just shot at me?
That you were looking in the window, Kane?
Why, sure. I seen the light go out all of a sudden, heard somebody yell, and wondered what in blazes was happening. Was it you shot at me?
I thought it was.
Needn't tell me. Thought it was Jimson, huh? Well, next time make certain. You could have killed me.
All I can say is that I'm sorry, Kane. I guess this thing's been getting me more upset than I'd figured out.
Sure, I savvy. Forget about it.
Ain't you quite a ways from home, Kane? What brought you over this way?
News for you, Mr. Haskins. You got a brother, haven't you?
I have.
Well, he's in a bad way. He slipped and broke a leg. He asked me to get you.
What's that?
Sure, he and his family are holed up in the old Kelsey shack up Spring Canyon. He'd like you to come see him if you would, Mr. Haskins.
Spring Canyon? That ain't near your place, Kane.
No, but you can see up it quite a ways from where I am. I seen a light in the shack and got curious. I knew nobody'd been living there for quite a spell. So when I rode over to see what was what, I learned it was them and heard what had happened.
Josh really wants to see me?
Well, that's what he said. You coming?
Yes.
You going out in this storm, boss?
I don't...
Shucks, don't worry about that. It ain't going to last. It's just one of them summer storms. There's clear sky in the east already.
Of course I'm going. Just a second while I get my hat and coat, Kane. I'll be right with you.
Boss.
Ed?
Look, boss, you better be careful.
Careful?
Well, there's something about this I don't like. Kane there was pretty thick with Jimson, you know, before you were sent up.
Nonsense.
Well, you know he was as well as I do. This could be just a trick to get you out of the house.
I'm going.
Then let me go along. I'd feel much better about it,
Steve,
if you...
Steve, I've already made a fool out of myself once tonight. That ain't going to happen again. Besides, you're making a fuss over nothing. How could Kane know about Josh unless he'd met him?
Why, boss, by this time it's probably all over the county about your having a brother and him being here. News like that travels faster than a prairie fire. Him knowing about Josh don't prove a thing.
Just the same, I'm going.
Yes,
but
don't
hurry, Mr. Haskins.
I'll be right with you. Steve, stay here in the house till I get back. Maybe I'll have to send you into town for a doctor.
Right.
Ready?
Yes.
See? What did I tell you? Storm's dragging its tail over the next county right now.
We'll go to the corrals. I'll have to settle up.
I'm coming. Steve.
Well?
If you're worrying about your boss, don't. You got my word, nothing can happen to him. Nothing at all.
Steve's suspicions were well-founded. Several miles away, two men had taken shelter from the storm beneath the overhang of a cliff. One was a Lone Ranger, the other Josh Haskins. Josh, who showed no sign of an injury.
Friend, I don't know as I've thanked you yet for seeing to Mirandy and the young'uns.
Mustang Mag's an old friend of mine. I knew she'd be glad to take them in.
She sure acted it. My, the way she took on over Ruth and Susie. Done me more good than it done them. I was getting so low, it didn't seem to me like anybody anywhere had any use for us.
Never think that, Josh, because it's never true.
I guess you're right. Say, how long do we have to stay here?
This is where I told Teller we'd meet him. We know that there's some connection between this man Kane I mentioned and Jimson. Several times we've seen them from a distance talking together. I've an idea that Jimson will use Kane to help him get at your brother.
Well, Paul wasn't exactly what you'd call friendly today. But after all, he is my brother. If something should happen to him, and I knew I could have helped prevent it, but didn't, why, I don't reckon I'd have a heap of use for myself.
Nothing will happen to your brother. Tonto has instructions. The moment Kane makes a move, he's to report to us.
Uh-huh. Say, this couldn't be Tonto, could it?
It likely is. Now, wait.
Head him up, Stone. Head him up.
That sounds like him.
It is Tonto.
Toi, Kimosabe.
Toi.
Huh? What's that mean?
Kimosabe means good friend.
Injun lingo, huh?
Right.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella. Oh. You come quick.
Something's happened?
Uh-huh.
Them go Old Spring Canyon.
Kane?
Him brother go too. You hurry.
Josh, we ride. If Kane's taking your brother to Spring Canyon, there's trouble. Into the saddle with you.
We ride double?
Yep, we do. You can pick up the trail, Kemosabe.
Me trail him.
Then let's go.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Silver, away!
In the meantime, Paul Haskins rode up Spring Canyon beside Kane, his guide. He knew the risk he was running. The double motive urged him on. His pride would not permit him to show fear, and his conscience told him that earlier that day, he had treated his brother with unnecessary harshness. Finally, he saw the lighted windows of the shack ahead.
Did you talk with Josh for long, Kane?
Huh?
What I mean is, did he have much to say about me?
I know. Nothing in particular. Nothing out of the way, anyhow. Why?
Oh, I just wondered.
Shucks, you couldn't expect a fella with a busted leg to spend time gossiping. What he seemed to want most was to see me get going after you.
Was the leg paining much?
Yeah, quite considerable.
Just whereabouts was it broke?
Just above the knee. Yeah, that was it. Looked right bad.
I kind of wish that...
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, we're just about there. Don't know what you can do for him that I couldn't. This is the way he was bound to have it.
He'd naturally want his brother with him.
We better pull up here.
Whoa. I don't see anyone through the window.
Yeah, they must be over by the bunk. Come on. Walk right ahead in.
I think you'd better go in first, Kane.
Huh? What for?
Any reason why you shouldn't?
No, but what's the difference?
Just as I was beginning to suspect.
What's that?
Up with your hands. It was a trick. There's nobody here.
Oh.
What the?
Up with your hands, Haskins. I got this here gun on me right square between your shoulder blades.
Boy, you dirty.
I dropped that gun and reach. Reach before I blast you. Yeah, that's better. Now you can turn around.
Jimson.
Sure. Who'd you think it was?
Where'd you come from? Where was you hiding?
Outside, of course. Well, I've been since I heard your horses. Good work, Kane. You done a slick job.
He wasn't nothing to it. He come along like I was leading him on a halter.
Jimson, what's this for? What'd you want of me?
So you're asking what I want of you, huh?
I want to know.
I suppose you forgot what I promised you when you had me jailed. I suppose you think 5 years behind bars don't mean nothing to a man.
You deserve 10 times what you got.
Kane, tie him up. There's rope on the floor beside you. Tie him good.
You bet.
I'm paying you back tonight, Haskins. I'm paying you back for every second of them 5 years and for plenty to boot.
Hold still.
What are you going to do?
What I've been planning to do since you caught me.
You won't get away.
There's blasting powder underneath this shack, Haskins. Powder enough to blow you the glory back. When we've lit the fuse and the spark hits that powder, there won't be enough left of you to bother burying. Kane, hurry up with that.
Yeah, I'm finished. That'll hold him.
What's that?
Huh?
Listen.
Come on, Silver!
Horses. Where's the fuse?
Outside. We got time to light it. Come on.
Quick.
Wait, hold on. Wait, don't.
Hurry, old fellow. Hurry.
I hear him. Friends of yours, are you asking? Well, they can't stop us from setting the fuse afire. And when it's lit, they won't know where to look for it. It's your turn now, Haskins. How do you like it?
Don't. Hold on. Wait.
Someone just left it. Come on, Tonto. After those fellows.
I'll look at him.
Hey.
What is it?
I thought I seen somebody. Looked like Paul through the window.
Oh, Silver. Oh, boy. Over. Don't that is
don't
your brother.
Tied up.
Come on.
Stay back.
Paul. Get back, Frontford. Don't come in here. The place's going to blow up any second.
Where's the fuse?
Outside. You won't be able to find it. There ain't time to look.
Just run for it.
You go to blazes. I'm staying by Paul.
Get out as fast as you can. There ain't no use all of us being blown up. Get out while you got a chance.
We'll cut those ropes.
I got a knife right here.
Don't be fools. Don't waste your time on me. Quick, run for it, I tell you.
His feet.
I'm getting them.
Oh, hold your hands still. There.
You're free.
Now run, both of you.
Head for cover.
She'll be letting loose any second. Come on, Silver. Get going, boy.
Watch out.
Down. Cover your faces.
The force of the explosion rocked the ground beneath the Lone Ranger, Josh, and Paul. Then a great shower of debris fell around them. But when it was over...
Give me your hand, Josh. I'll help you to your feet. There. Hurt any?
Just a scratch or two from some flying boards. How'd you come out, Paul?
I'm all right, I guess. Who's that? Is that Gibson back again?
He's coming back, Haskins, and Kane also. But it's Tonto's prisoners. Look there.
By gravy, if Tonto didn't round them polecats up.
You rein up there!
Don't shoot, Redskins!
Hello!
Have any trouble with them, Kemosabe?
Me shoot? Them not want fight.
Blasted Redskin. I'd like to get my hands around your neck just once.
That's enough. And likely to get a taste of your own medicine.
A rope's what the both of them will get.
Well, friend, we've done what we set out to do. I reckon I'd be better getting back to Mustang Mags. Mirandy will be waiting.
Josh.
Huh?
You're in too big a hurry to get back to your wife to let me tell you what a fool I've been.
Oh, now, Paul, there ain't no need you're saying anything. I told you today I knew I'd done wrong by coming out here without getting your permission first. And as for the things you said about me, well, they was true enough. You'd have to look a long ways to find a more useless fella than me, I reckon.
Useless? You?
I don't think...
Why, you little runt. One more slanderous remark like that out of you about yourself and I'll lambaste you.
Huh?
And you'll stay with me for good, or I'll add a licking on top of it.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.